begin the current daven says the zimun da pedal begin the days begin the tzeis mazal begin with the gemara and the gedolei yisrael. Now they're talking about specifically it should be done with the gedolei yisrael. And says tzeis vafalecha the efshe benachi. When it's possible to do it in non-Jew, mitzvah yisrael it's a mitzvah to do it with a Jew. Should be atzla nachi because maybe the gentile is going to be lazy. Well, yes, he's not going to do it. Be up to this. We're going to come to the situation of danger, and therefore we always do it. Not that we can, and only when that's the only option. But even if there's an option of a gentile, we're specifically going to do it with a Jew. Kesinik says, "Mazda begins with the Gemara, mechaven umafsikim befnei adleika. We're allowed to extinguish. We're allowed to also interrupt in front of a fire." Says Tzeis Temla, it's a wonder to me now. The habalei zuve and tzarch lemezuve. This is like this, and we don't have to say this because kiven afilach v'yishar. If we're allowed to even let one lametas malacha be extinguished and koshen la'arsik, be sure to just put something in the way. V'yishlam says what you could say is no. Afilah sui kalem derech v'shusar rab and la'arsik. We're telling that you can even bring vessels through the public domain and to use it to stop and get away of the fire. With the sugya that when you would have thought to say davka lechvuyishar only to extinguish is permitted, abakulei, but so much love, kelim derushas rabim malei mayim to bring vessels through the street filled with water, dikatat, we have two problems. You have a tzobach nasa, you have bringing and taking out, and the gram kibah and causing it to be extinguished. So you would have thought maybe that would not be permitted. That's why they're saying that that's another chiddush. Also, you would have thought to say the kibushar tvei. No, actually, extinguishing we would have thought that's more of a reason to permit. Why? It's more clear that it's going to help and it's going to save. But the heavy camera bring vessels that dimmel koin shayavim because maybe by the time you bring it top at lake the fire is going to already pass. When him says shechel shabbos light circles comes out to you mechal shabbos va no purpose. Well, I was saying that no, you actually could, and that's the bigger chiddush of mafsikin after mechal. Kinnik says matzah begins with the gemara. Had the parsh kula, had the parsh miktasai. Here we're talking about where they all had separated, and versus over here we're talking about only some of it separated. Now, Taisis is disagreeing with Rashi and explaining parsh kula. Rashi, it sounds like that they all came to the second courtyard. It's just in the second courtyard, they're not permanent over there, they're moving around, and therefore it doesn't have the halacha of kol kavuka mechza mechza. That's what Shmuel's saying, still you don't go based on the majority, and you've been fakhat zikah b'Shabbos. But Taisis is bothered with that, and therefore Nir Lefarash Taisis seems to explain the parish kul l'chatzah acheres, what's his case if they all went to another courtyard? And then the yatsu gam misham, then they left even from the second courtyard. Now the only one, it was one guy that was left in the second courtyard, that on him this building collapsed. So even though it fell at a time when it wasn't kavu over there, still you're not going to go up to the majority, but rather since in this chatzah was already huchzeh that it was a Yehudi, so you have to mefakech zakal. Now therefore you have to explain like this, that they all had left from the second courtyard, because Tais explains because the Eve begin to say like Rashi that parish l'chatzah acheres v'liyat misham, that they went to the second courtyard and they didn't leave over there. Like Rashi says, mali chatzasum, mali chatzaches. So Tais is bothered by that. He says, well, what's them in this courtyard or a different courtyard? In other words, since they went all to the second courtyard, so now that's already like the first courtyard and they're kavua. So most definitely you would say is kemechza mechza. So rather, Tais disagrees and he says, no, they all left the second one and there's only one left there in the second one. Now, but still, since it was kavua, we know that there was muchzik, a Yisrael there. So even though there's only one person, we're going to treat it as maybe a possibly Yisrael. Now, but then when the Gemara says, had the parish miktisayu, that the only one that went to the second courtyard was one person. And on that's the case of the with the rubble piled up on him. Oh, since only one person went there, wasn't Hosek in that chatzah there was ever Yehudi, then you go after the majority and you're not mefakhen. That's the difference between Parsh Kul and Parsh Mektesai.